Chapter 10. Motorcycle Manual. New Jersey's definition of a motorcycle. According to New Jersey law, the classification of motorcycles includes motorcycles, autocycles, motorbikes, bicycles with a motor attached, and all other motor-operated vehicles of the bicycle or tricycle, trike, type, but not motorized bicycles. The motor power can be part of the vehicle or attached. The vehicle must have a saddle or seat for the driver to sit astride or upon, or a platform on which to stand. Getting a motorcycle endorsement or license. Every New Jersey resident who operates a motorcycle or trike must have a New Jersey motorcycle driver license or a motorcycle endorsement on an existing New Jersey basic or commercial license. Two exceptions exist. 1. The operator of a three-wheeled motor vehicle, equipped with a single cab that has a glazing around the occupant, seats like those of a passenger vehicle or truck, seat belts or automotive steering, is not required to have a motorcycle endorsement added to their basic automobile driver license, and is not required to wear a helmet. 2. The operator of a low-speed motorcycle. Applicants who already have a valid New Jersey basic or commercial driver license may qualify for test of knowledge and motorcycle road test waivers by taking an approved NJ Motorcycle Safety Education Program, MSEP, Basic Rider Course, BRC. For details, please visit www.njridesafe.org. Some applicants may not qualify for waivers, including those in the Graduated Driver License, GDL, program. Contact the MVC for details at 609-292-6500. Note: anyone under the age of 18 is required to take the Motorcycle Safety Education Program Basic Rider Course before receiving a motorcycle endorsement. Note: a valid basic driver license is required to operate an autocycle. A motorcycle license or endorsement is not required. Low-speed motorcycles. Basic auto license holders can operate a low-speed motorcycle without any endorsement or separate motorcycle license. Low-speed motorcycles are less than 50cc or have a motor rated at no more than 1.5 brake horsepower with a maximum speed of no more than 35 miles per hour on a flat surface. Low-speed motorcycles may not be operated on any state toll road, limited access highway, or any public road with a posted speed limit greater than 35 miles per hour. NJSA 39.3-76.11. Note: anyone who takes a road test at MVC on a motorcycle that is 231cc or less is restricted to riding only a 500cc or less motorcycle, M endorsement or Class E motorcycle only license with restriction. If the road test is taken on a motorcycle that is over 231cc, there will be no restriction with the M endorsement or motorcycle only license. Anyone who successfully completes a Motorcycle Safety Education Program, MSEP, course is exempt from this motorcycle size requirement and will not be restricted. Riders who are restricted to a motorcycle that is 500cc or less will have a Restriction 5 noted on their license and will be required to carry an MVC-issued restriction card while operating the motorcycle. How to add a motorcycle endorsement to your driver license. Enroll in a basic rider course, or a three-wheel basic rider course for trikes, or begin by purchasing a permit at a local MVC licensing center. Enroll in a basic rider course. Step 1. Take basic rider course. Register with an approved motorcycle training provider. Take motorcycle training course. Step 2. Get course completion documents. 100% participation required. Must successfully complete course. Will receive a stamped waiver form and a completion card. Note: you must add a motorcycle endorsement to your license before you begin riding after completing the course. No motorcycle permit required to take a rider course. Step 3. Get motorcycle endorsement. Must bring course completion documents to a driver testing center and prove your identity by passing 6-point ID verification. Must apply for a motorcycle permit. Must be at least 17 year old, parent, guardian consent required under age 18. Must pass vision test. Must pay required fee. apply without a basic rider course. Motorcycle permit required first. Must be at least age 18 to take the MVC road test. Step 1. Get a motorcycle examination permit. Apply for a motorcycle permit at a local MVC licensing center. Must be at least 17 years old. Parent/guardian consent required under age 18. Must pass MVC's knowledge and vision tests. Make road test appointment date. Must pay required fee. Step 2. Practice ride. Must practice ride for at least 20 days. Must observe motorcycle permit riding restrictions. Step 3. Take motorcycle road test at MVC test site. Must bring your own motorcycle, registered and insured, helmet, and eye protection. Must pass road test, must be at least age 18. Step 4. Get motorcycle endorsement. Must pay required fee. How to get a motorcycle license without a driver license. Always begin by purchasing a permit at a local MVC licensing center. Enroll in a basic rider course. Motorcycle permit required first. Anyone under the age of 18 is required to take the Motorcycle Safety Education Basic Rider Course. Step 1. Get a motorcycle examination permit. Apply for a motorcycle permit at a local MVC licensing center. Must be at least 17 years old. Parent/guardian consent required under age 18. Must pass MVC's knowledge and vision tests. Must pay required fee. Step 2. Practice ride. Must practice ride for at least 6 months if under the age of 21 or 3 months if over 21 without any suspensions or postponements. Must observe motorcycle permit riding restrictions. Step 3. Take basic rider course with an approved motorcycle training provider. Register with a motorcycle training provider. Take a motorcycle training course. Steps 2 and 3 can be interchanged. You must have your practice riding time in before getting your motorcycle license. Step 4. Get course completion documents. 100% participation required. Must successfully complete course. Will receive a course completion card only, not a road test waiver. Step 5. Take motorcycle road test at MVC test site. Must bring your own motorcycle, registered and insured, helmet, and eye protection. Step 6. Get probationary motorcycle license, Class E. Must pass MVC's road test. Must pay required fee. Step 7. Probationary riding privileges. Must ride for at least 1 year. Must follow probationary driver license restrictions. Step 8. Get unrestricted motorcycle license. Must be at least 18 years old. Must have completed 1 year of riding. Must pay required fee. Apply without a basic rider course. Motorcycle permit required first. Must be at least 18 years old to take the MVC road test. Step 1. Get a motorcycle examination permit. Apply for a motorcycle permit at a local MVC licensing center. Must be at least 17 years old. Parent/guardian consent required under age 18. Must pass MVC's knowledge and vision tests. Must pay required fee. Step 2. Practice ride. Must practice ride for at least 6 months if under the age of 21 or 3 months if over age 21 without any suspensions or postponements. Must observe motorcycle permit riding restrictions. Step 3. Take motorcycle road test at MVC test site. Must bring your own motorcycle, registered and insured, helmet, and eye protection. Step 4. Get probationary motorcycle license, Class E. Must pass road test, must be at least age 18. Must pay required fee. Step 5. Probationary riding privileges. Must ride for at least 1 year. Must follow probationary driver license restrictions. Step 6. Get unrestricted motorcycle license. Must be at least 18 years old. Must have completed 1 year riding. Must pay required fee. How to get a motorcycle permit. You must be at least 17 years old. Parent, guardian consent required under age 18. Complete a motorcycle permit application from an MVC licensing center. Pass the 6-point ID verification. Pay $5 permit fee. Pass the knowledge and vision tests to validate your permit. Study by reading the driver manual and motorcycle manual. Motorcycle permit riding restrictions. The holder of a motorcycle examination permit is prohibited from operating a motorcycle from 1/2 hour after sunset to 1/2 hour before sunrise. Carrying passengers. Riding on any state toll road or limited access highway. Practicing with your permit. You must practice with a permit for at least 20 days before being eligible to take the road test. A motorcycle examination permit holder is no longer required to have an accompanying rider. How to register a motorcycle. New Jersey's annual motorcycle registration fee is $65. To register a motorcycle, bring a valid insurance card and title to any MVC vehicle center. One license plate must be always displayed on the rear of the motorcycle. Qualified motorcyclists can obtain a person with a disability license plate that allows them to park in specially marked parking spaces. To obtain an application online, visit www.njmvc.gov or request one by calling 609-292-6500. Mail completed application to MVC Special Plate Unit, P.O. Box 015, Trenton, NJ 08666-0015. Riders should keep in mind that it is their responsibility to make sure their motorcycles are free from mechanical defects and are operating properly. Although motorcycles are no longer required to be inspected in New Jersey, law enforcement may still perform a roadside inspection and issue citations to cyclists for equipment out of compliance or failure to make repairs. Practice riding and road test. Note. The following section does not refer to those testing on a trike. The trike test is like the basic auto road test. The MVC recommends that all applicants practice all riding skills. However, emphasis is placed on the following skills. 1. Turning and stopping. Tests an applicant's ability to control the motorcycle while turning and stopping. The examiner will evaluate an applicant's ability to stay within the path of the turn without putting a foot down, and to stop safely in a painted stop box without putting a foot down or skidding the vehicle. 2. Cone weave, U-turn. Tests an applicant's ability to control the motorcycle at low speed while weaving through cones and making a U-turn in a designated area. The examiner will evaluate an applicant's ability to stay within the path of travel without touching lines or cones, and without putting a foot down. Cones are 12 feet apart with a 2-foot offset. 3. Braking. Tests an applicant's ability to safely brake quickly. An applicant will be evaluated on stopping distance in relation to speed of travel. 4. Obstacle swerve. Tests an applicant's ability to swerve the motorcycle quickly to avoid an obstacle. An applicant will be evaluated on the ability to stay within the path of travel and turn quickly without touching a boundary line. Note. An applicant who stalls the motorcycle during the skills test will fail. Prepare to ride. Properly preparing for a trip is critical to safety. Before riding a motorcycle, check all gear in the motorcycle itself. If the motorcycle is borrowed, determine if any operational differences exist. Gear check. A good rider wears the following. An approved U.S. Department of Transportation helmet. Approved eye and face protection. Protective clothing. The helmet is the single most important piece of equipment riders must wear. One of every five reported motorcycle crashes involve head or neck injuries. A helmet improves survival in crashes. Make sure the approved helmet is fastened securely. A properly fitting, approved helmet can increase rider comfort and reduce fatigue. Helmet use. Helmets are required by law for motorcycle operators and riders in New Jersey. Operators who carry passengers who do not wear helmets can be fined. Consider these additional facts. An approved helmet ensures adequate peripheral vision for riders. A study of more than 900 motorcycle crashes, in which 40% of the riders wore helmets, found no cases where a helmet impaired a rider's vision or masked danger. Most crashes happen on short trips, less than 5 miles long, shortly after starting. Even low-speed crashes can be fatal. In fact, most occur at speeds slower than 30 miles per hour. At these speeds, helmets can cut the number and severity of head injuries by half. Regardless of speed, riders without helmets are 3 times more likely to die from head injuries than riders wearing helmets at the time of the crash. Helmet selection. Each must meet U.S. Department of Transportation, USDOT, Federal Motor Vehicle Standard, FMVSS, 218. Look for the DOT symbol on the outside back of the helmet. Then, look for a label inside the helmet with the manufacturer's name, month, and year of manufacture, construction materials, model, size, and other important information. Be equipped with a chin strap and have at least 4 square inches of red, amber, or white reflectorized tape on each side. Lack obvious defects, such as cracks, loose padding, or frayed straps. Note: not all helmet damage is obvious. To ensure safety, do not buy a used helmet. When riding, keep the helmet securely fastened at all times. A loosened helmet is likely to fall off during a crash. Eye and face protection. Motorcycle operators are required to wear approved goggles or a face shield when operating a motorcycle, unless the motorcycle is equipped with a windscreen. NJSA 39.3-76.8, 76.9. A full face helmet offers riders the most protection. A plastic face shield does protect a rider's face from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and debris. Regardless, attention should be on the road, not on these potential problems. Choose equipment that is not distracting, so that your complete attention is on the road. Goggles can also protect a rider's eyes from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and debris, but do not protect the rest of a rider's face, but a face shield does. Most windshields will not protect eyes from wind, neither will eyeglasses or sunglasses. Glasses will not keep eyes from watering and might blow off while riding. Face shields and goggles must meet U.S. Department of Transportation in New Jersey standards, and should have the ANSI label. Because they are plastic, face shields and goggles will develop scratches and become brittle with age. For maximum protection and comfort, replace equipment regularly. Effective eye or face protection must be scratch-free. Be made of shatterproof material. Give a clear view to either side. Fasten securely. Allow air to pass through, so it will not fog. Allow enough room for eyeglasses or sunglasses, if needed. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time when little light is available. Clothing. Clothing helps protect riders in crashes and in other situations. Jackets and pants should cover arms and legs completely, while still providing comfort. Both should fit snugly enough that there is no flapping in the wind and loosely enough to let the rider move freely. Bright, reflective helmets and clothing help others see a motorcyclist. Leather offers the most protection, but sturdy, synthetic material also provides protection. Wear a jacket even in warm weather. Many motorcycle jackets are designed to protect without overheating, even on warm days. Boots and shoes should be high enough to cover ankles and sturdy enough to provide support. Soles should be made of a hard, durable material. Heels should be short enough not to catch on rough surfaces. Boot straps and shoelaces should be tucked in. Full finger leather or other motorcycle gloves are also important as they provide a good grip on controls, while helping to protect hands during a crash. In cold or wet weather, clothes should keep riders warm and dry, as well as protect riders from injury. Safely controlling a motorcycle with numb arms is nearly impossible. Riding for long periods in the cold weather can cause severe chill, fatigue, and hypothermia. A winter jacket should be wind-resistant and fit snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Rain suits should be sized so they are easily removed and put on, as well as designed for riding. Otherwise, these suits can tear apart or balloon up at high speeds. Some gloves are made to keep wind or rain from traveling up sleeves. Motorcycle check. If something is wrong with the motorcycle, it is important to find out before entering traffic. Check these things before every ride. Tires. Keep tires in good condition. Check the tire pressure using a gauge. A tire may be underinflated without a noticeable change in appearance. Motorcycles do not handle properly if the air pressure is too low or too high. Check the owner's manual for the right amount of air. Tire tread. Worn or uneven tread can make the motorcycle hard to handle, particularly on wet pavement. Rims, spokes. Check for bent, loose or damaged rims or spokes. Damage. Check for cuts or objects stuck to the tread. Also, check the sidewalls for cracks. A blowout on a motorcycle can be extremely dangerous. Controls. Make sure the controls work smoothly. The throttle should snap back when released. Cables. Check for kinks or broken strands. If a cable breaks while riding, the motorcycle could become difficult to control and a crash could result. Lights. Make sure all lights work. Keep them clean. Turn signal. Check all four turn signal lights. Make sure they flash when on and are bright, easily seen. Headlight. Check the headlight. In daytime, pass a hand in front of the beam to make sure it works. At night, try the dimmer to make sure both high and low beams work. Tail and brake light. Try each of the brake controls and make sure that each one flashes the brake light. Horn. Ensure the horn works. Chain. Make sure the drive chain is properly adjusted and lubricated. Check the motorcycle owner's manual for information regarding chain adjustment. Mirrors. Clean and adjust mirrors before riding. It is difficult and dangerous to adjust a mirror while riding. Swing both mirrors far enough outward to show about half the lane behind and as much as possible of the lane to the side. Gas and oil. Check gas and oil levels before riding. Running out of gas is inconvenient. It can also be dangerous as it makes leaving the road difficult. Lack of oil can seize an engine, causing the rear wheel to lock and loss of control. Get familiar with the motorcycle. Be completely familiar with the motorcycle before riding it. If the motorcycle is borrowed, check everything. Learn where all controls are. Turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel control valve, and motor cutoff switch. Be able to find and operate them without having to look. Check controls. Learn the gear pattern. Work the throttle, clutch, and brakes a few times before riding. Ride very cautiously until learning how the motorcycle handles. For instance, take turns slowly and allow for extra stopping distance. Control for safety. To learn how to control direction, speed, and balance, all riders should practice. This manual suggests ways to keep control of the motorcycle and avoid crashes. Body position. To control a motorcycle well, riders must be in the proper position. Posture. Keep back straight, and head and eyes up. Arms should be relaxed and slightly bent. Hands. Hold handle grips firmly. This helps riders keep a solid grip if the motorcycle bounces. A rider's wrist should be down. This helps keep a rider from using too much throttle. Knees. Keep knees against the gas tank to keep balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep feet firmly on the foot pegs. Firm footing helps keep balance. Do not drag feet along the ground. Feet catching something on the ground can cause loss of control. Keep feet near the controls to get to them quickly, if necessary. Also, keep toes pointed up to keep them from getting caught in between the road and the foot peg. Turning. New riders often try to take curves or turns too fast, causing panic and loss of control. Braking too hard, which may cause a skid or loss of control, can also occur. Riders must learn to judge how fast a curve may safely be taken. Approach all turns with caution. When turning, use the following steps for better control. Slow down. Reduce speed before a turn. Keep speed down until completing the turn. Look. Use head turns for directional control and to look through the turn. Lean. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, push on the handgrip in the direction of the turn. Maintain steady speed or accelerate gradually. Avoid decelerating in the turn. Higher speeds and/or tighter turns require the rider to lean more in their turns. In normal turns, the rider and motorcycle should lean together. In slow, tight turns, lean the motorcycle only and keep your body straight. Braking, stopping. Motorcycles have two brakes. Both are needed to stop effectively and safely. The front brake provides about 3/4 of the stopping power. Front wheel locks release the lever until the tire regains traction. If the rear wheel locks, do not release it. Keep it locked until the motorcycle comes to a stop. When braking, remember, practice using the front brake correctly. Braking is an activity that requires continuous practice for maximum proficiency. When slowing down or stopping, always use both brakes. This ensures riders have enough skill to use the front brake properly when needed. Apply both brakes at the same time. Do not apply the rear brake first. Shifting. There is more to shifting than getting the motorcycle to accelerate smoothly. Instability can occur if the gears are used incorrectly when downshifting, turning, or starting from a standstill on a hill. Change gears to match the engine speed with the road speed. Downshifting. It is important to shift down through gears for the appropriate slow down or stop. This ensures riders always have enough power to accelerate quickly if needed. Travel at the proper speed to shift into a lower gear. Motorcycles may lurch, and the gear wheel may lock up, if downshifting is performed at too fast a speed or the clutch is released abruptly. Remember, riding downhill, motorcycles tend to pick up speed on a downgrade. Shifting into first gear. On many motorcycles, the speed range for first gear is exceptionally low. Under these conditions, use the brakes to slow down enough to shift safely. Going uphill. It is more difficult to get the motorcycle moving on an upgrade than it is on flat ground. There is always a danger of rolling backward and into another vehicle. Remember, use the front brake to hold the motorcycle while starting the engine and shifting into first gear. Change to the foot brake to hold the motorcycle while operating the throttle with the right hand. For more power, open the throttle a little bit. Release the clutch gradually. The front wheel may come off the ground or the engine may stop, or both, if it is released too quickly. Release the foot brake when the engine begins to slow down, and the motorcycle begins to move forward. See, be seen, and be heard. In crashes with motorcyclists, other motorists often say that they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or from behind, a motorcycle's outline is small, and it is easier for other motorists to misjudge distance and speed. However, there are ways to make riders and motorcycles more noticeable. Clothing. Bright, reflective helmets and clothing help others see the motorcycle. Upper body clothing should be brightly colored orange, yellow, red, or green. Fluorescent colors are enough in bright daylight. At night, reflective or retro-reflective clothing is best. Reflective materials are passive and do not change their brightness. Retroreflective materials change brightness with surrounding light sources. They greatly increase the visibility of objects at night or during inclement weather. Headlight. The best way to help others see you is to always keep headlights on. During the day, A motorcycle with lights off is twice as likely to go unnoticed. The headlight in many later model motorcycles comes on automatically. Signals. Signals communicate intentions to other road users. Turn signals. Use turn signals to clearly indicate lane changes and other riding maneuvers. Become easier to see. Other motorists can easily see turn signals. The required signal may be given by means of the hand and arm, or by an approved mechanical or electrical signal device. A signal of intention to turn right or left when required shall be given continuously during not less than the last 100 feet traveled by the vehicle before turning. NJSA 39:4-126. Note. Turn off turn signals after the turn or lane change is made. If not, other motorists might be confused about a rider's intentions. Brake light. Help others see the motorcycle by tapping the foot brake lightly before slowing down. This action will flash the brake light. It is especially important to signal others by flashing the brake light when slowing down more quickly than might be expected. For example, before making a turn from a high-speed highway, slowing down where others may not expect it. For example, before slowing down to the turn in the middle of a block, when being followed closely, flash the brake light before slowing down. This cannot be done, however, in an emergency situation. Horn. Use the horn to get the attention of other motorists, but do not rely solely on it. Use the horn when someone is in the driver's seat of a vehicle parked on the street, riding a bicycle, or walking in the street, and may pull into traffic. In an emergency, use the horn and be ready to slow down or turn away from danger. The two biggest dangers are oncoming vehicles turning left, vehicles on side streets pulling into traffic. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a motorist is aware and will yield the right of way. All too often, a motorist looks right at a motorcycle and still does not see it. Road position. Motorists have little choice about positioning in travel lanes. However, each marked lane provides three possible travel paths to motorcyclists. To be seen most clearly, ride in the portion of the lane where it is most likely a motorist can see a motorcycle. When behind a vehicle, ride where the motorist can see the motorcycle in the rearview mirror. Be sure you can see the rearview mirror of the vehicle in front of you. If you can see the rearview mirror in front of you, it is more likely the driver can see you. Blind spots. When alongside a vehicle, speed up and get by quickly or drop back. Center position. It is not true that riding in the center of a lane is dangerous because of the grease strip residue left by other vehicles. Still, it is best to ride slightly to the left or the right of center. Unless the road is wet with rain, traction on most grease strips is the same as the rest of the pavement. However, big grease buildups found at busy intersections or tollbooths should be avoided. Intersections. Enter the intersection with a space cushion on either side that allows evasive action if necessary. Approach an intersection with the best view of oncoming traffic. When approaching a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane in the other motorist's field of sight. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible. Use the SIPDE system. Nothing can guarantee that other motorists will see a motorcycle. A good rider is always looking to stay out of trouble. Experienced riders use a system known as SIPDE, an acronym for a process used to make judgments and act in traffic. SIPDE equals scan, identify, predict, decide, execute. Here is a closer look at each of these steps. Scan. Search aggressively for potential hazards. Scanning provides information to allow riders to make decisions in enough time to act. Identify. Locate hazards and potential conflicts. Hazards can be divided into three groups based on how critical their effect may be. Cars, trucks, and other vehicles. They share the road with motorcycles. They move quickly. Reactions to them must be quick and accurate. Pedestrians and animals. They are characterized by unpredictability and quick movement. Stationary objects. Potholes, guardrails, bridges, roadway signs, hedges, or rows of trees will only create or complicate riding strategy. The greatest potential for conflict between riders and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street. Most motorcycle, automobile crashes occur at intersections. Oncoming vehicles turning left into the path of the motorcycle causes many crashes. Therefore, using SIPDE at intersections is critical. Before entering an intersection, search for oncoming traffic that may turn left, traffic from the left, traffic from the right, traffic approaching from behind. Be alert at intersections with limited visibility. Be visually aware of busy surroundings that might camouflage a motorcycle. Predict. Anticipate the effect of hazards. The direction a potential hazard moves is important. Clearly, a vehicle moving away is not as critical as a vehicle moving into a rider's path. Determine the effect of the hazard and where a crash might occur. How critical is the hazard? How probable is a crash? This is the what-if phase of SIPDE that depends on knowledge and experience. Now, estimate the consequences of the hazard. How might the hazard, or effort to avoid it, affect others? Decide. Determine how to reduce the hazard by communicating presence and intentions, adjusting speed, adjusting position. Communication is the most passive action because it depends on the response of someone else. Use lights and honk the horn, but do not rely on the actions of others. Speed adjustment can be acceleration, slowing, or stopping. Position adjustment can be changing lane position or completely changing direction. In both cases, the degree of adjustment depends on how critical the hazard is and how much time and space is available. The more time and space, the less amount of risk. In high-potential risk areas, such as intersections, decrease the reaction time that is needed by increasing space and readying possible escape routes. Execute. This is when riding skills come into play, which must become second nature. The best decision will be meaningless without the skills to carry it out. Riders must ride within their own ability. Check blind spots. Using head checks. Motorcycles have blind spots just like other vehicles do. When changing lanes, turn and look at the traffic behind. That is the only way to see a vehicle behind and in the next lane. It is particularly important before a rapid lane change. Many riders make rapid lane changes out of necessity and habit. There is very little chance a motorist in the next lane can react quickly enough to avoid a rapid lane change. Check first, and then change. On a roadway with several lanes, check the far lanes, too. Another motorist could be headed for the same space. Using mirrors. Traffic situations change quickly. Check mirrors every few seconds to see what traffic is approaching from behind. That way, passing cars and other vehicles will not be a surprise. There are particular times when it is very important to use mirrors. When slowing down or stopping suddenly. If there is a vehicle close behind, it may be better to keep moving. When stopped at an intersection. Watch vehicles approaching from behind. Evasive action may be necessary if an approaching motorist is not paying attention. When changing lanes, make sure no one is about to pass. When turning, watch vehicles behind, especially when making what could be an unexpected turn, such as into alleys, driveways, and side streets. Many motorcycles have round, convex mirrors, which provide a bigger view of the road behind than flat mirrors. However, these mirrors make vehicles seem farther away than they really are. To get used to convex mirrors, while stopped, pick out a parked vehicle in the mirror and form a mental image of how far away that vehicle is. Then, turn around and look to see how close it really is. Practice helps riders judge distance well. Even then, allow extra distance before changing lanes. Regardless, always make a final head check before changing lanes. positioning. Motorcycle riders can see things other motorists cannot see by riding the portion of the lane where they are most likely to be seen. Riding through curves. Move to one side of the lane or the other to get a better view of the curve. Watching at intersections. Riders can peek easily around buildings, parked vehicles, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Other motorists cannot. Stopping at blind intersections. Blind intersections can make it hard to see danger coming from the side. At a stop sign, stop there first. Then, edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets the lane you are in. From that position, lean forward and look around buildings, parked vehicles, or bushes. Keep the front wheel out of the cross lane of travel while doing this. Seeing at the roadside. Angle the motorcycle across the road to see both directions without straining, which is particularly important before making a U-turn. Keep the proper distance. The best protection is distance between a motorcycle and other motorists. If another motorist makes a mistake, distance provides time to react and time to move away. Front. Under ordinary conditions, stay at least 2 seconds behind the vehicle ahead. This provides plenty of time to react if the motorist ahead stops suddenly. It also provides a better view of things in the road, such as potholes, slippery spots, tire treads, and other debris. Stay well behind the vehicle ahead, even when stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down from behind. Side. For oncoming or passing vehicles, move to the center of the lane. A rider can move from one side of the lane to another to increase their distance from other vehicles. An experienced rider changes position from one side of the lane to another as traffic conditions change. These road conditions require lane position changes. Passing vehicles. When another vehicle passes from behind, move toward the center of the lane. A slight mistake by either motorist could cause a sideswipe. Moving toward the center of the lane also helps avoid extended mirrors or things thrown from vehicle windows. Do the same for oncoming vehicles. Give way to large trucks. They can create gusts that affect control. There is more room for error in the middle of the lane. Riding and intersections. Most crashes between vehicles and motorcycles happen at intersections. Motorists often have a hard time seeing a motorcycle coming directly at them. A vehicle may make a left turn across the motorcycle's path or a vehicle may enter from a side street into the motorcycle's path. These are two leading causes of motorcycle crashes at intersections. In the event a vehicle enters a rider's path, move as far away from the vehicle as possible. If the vehicle is on the right, move to the left. For a vehicle on the left or an oncoming vehicle with a left turn signal on, move to the right. Change lanes. Otherwise, move to the far side of the current lane. Approach slowly. If a motorist does pull out suddenly, chances of making a quick stop or a quick turn are better. At intersections, move as far away from oncoming vehicles as safely as possible. Passing parked vehicles. When passing parked vehicles, the motorcycle rider has an advantage over other motorists. Stay in the left portion of the lane to avoid problems caused by doors opening, motorists getting out of their vehicles or people stepping into traffic from between vehicles. Vehicles pulling out of parking spaces are another source of danger. Motorists can fail to see a motorcycle during a quick look behind for traffic. Motorists making U-turns are also a danger. The motorcycle rider sees the other motorist pull out and slows down or changes lanes to let them enter. Then suddenly, the other vehicle turns across the road and blocks the lane. This leaves the motorcyclist with no place to go. Approach vehicles pulling out or making a U-turn very cautiously. Stay to the left of the lane to pass parked vehicles. Sharing lanes. Vehicles and motorcycles each need a full lane to operate safely. To prevent lane sharing. Do not ride between rows of stopped vehicles. Do not try to squeeze past a stopped vehicle in the same lane. Anything could happen. A hand could come out of the window. A door could open or a vehicle could turn suddenly. Discourage lane sharing by others. The best way to do this is to keep a center lane position in situations where other motorists might be tempted to squeeze by. Moving to the far side of a lane in these situations invites lane sharing. Lane placement depends on different circumstances. Ride in the portion of the lane where it is easiest to be seen. Merging vehicles. Vehicles entering a highway from an entrance ramp may have trouble seeing a motorcycle. One reason is that motorcycle headlights are difficult to see at an angle. Change lanes or make space to let the motorist in. Do not assume that motorists always see motorcycles. Vehicles alongside. Whenever possible, do not ride alongside other vehicles. A vehicle in the next lane could change lanes without warning. A vehicle in the next lane can also block a possible escape route. Speed up or drop back until it is clear on both sides. Back. Many riders complain about tailgaters, which are motorists that follow too closely. When another vehicle is following too closely, open up additional following distance. This provides the tailgater more time to react in an emergency. Slow down so the tailgater can pass when clear. Handling dangerous surfaces. A motorcycle is delicately balanced on two wheels. To stay upright, the two wheels must have good traction. Any surface that affects the motorcycle's traction will affect its balance. Any slippery surface increases the chance of a rider falling. Dangerous surfaces include slippery surfaces, uneven surfaces, grooves and gratings, sloping surfaces. Some slippery surfaces are caused by liquids, sand, gravel, leaves, wet pavement, particularly just after the rain and before surface oil washes to the side of the road. Gravel roads are places where sand and gravel have collected on paved roads. Mud, snow, and ice. Wet lane markings and steel surfaces, manhole covers. Metal construction plates. There are a number of precautions that riders can take to operate more safely on slippery surfaces. Reduce speed. It takes longer to stop on slippery surfaces. Make up for this by traveling at a slower speed. It is particularly important to reduce speed on curves. Remember, speed limits posted on curves apply to good, dry surface conditions. Use both brakes. The front brake is still more effective than the back brake, even on extremely slippery surfaces. On ice, riders should not brake at all. Avoid sudden moves. Any sudden change in speed or direction can cause a skid on slippery surfaces. Therefore, turn, brake, accelerate, and change gears as little and as gradually as possible. On a very slippery surface, such as on a patch of ice, do not make changes until after passing it. Avoid slippery areas. It is important to find the best pavement. Riders should be aware that oil from vehicles tends to build up in the center of the lane, particularly near the intersections where vehicles slow down or stop. On wet pavement, therefore, it is better to operate in the grooves created by the wheels of moving vehicles. Some people suggest using the left wheel track all the time. However, this may not always be a good idea. Instead, ride in the portion of the lane where it is easiest to be seen. Oil spots when stopping or parking can cause riders to fall. Dirt and gravel tend to collect along the sides of the road. It is very important to stay away from the edge of the road when making sharp turns at intersections or entering and leaving freeways at high speed. Certain sections of the road dry faster after rain or melt faster after snow. Always try to stay in the best part of the lane. It is almost impossible to maintain balance on ice, hard-packed snow, or wet slippery surfaces. Avoid them if possible. If it is impossible to avoid them, proceed across them in a straight line, but don't adjust speed. Keep a center lane position and avoid the slippery area by riding slightly to the left or right of the center. Pull in the clutch and coast across. In some slippery areas, such as toll booths, ride slightly to the left or right of the center to avoid problem areas. Uneven surfaces. Watch for uneven surfaces, such as bumps, broken pavement, potholes, or railroad tracks, while riding. If the condition is bad enough, it could affect control of the motorcycle. Follow these guidelines to handle uneven surfaces. Slow down to reduce impact. Straighten out so that the motorcycle is upright. Rise slightly on the foot pegs to absorb the shock. Crossing railroad tracks. Cross railroad tracks at an angle. When turning to cross the tracks head on, it may be more dangerous than crossing at a slight angle. Turn slightly to cross something running parallel, such as trolley tracks, ruts in the middle of the road, or a pavement seam. To cross something running next to the motorcycle, move away far enough to be able to cross it at an angle. Then, just make a quick sharp turn. Do not try to edge across it. It could catch the tires and upset balance. Grooves and gratings. When riding over rain grooves or metal bridge grating, the motorcycle will tend to wander back and forth. While this may be uneasy, it is not generally dangerous. Therefore, the best thing to do is ride relaxed and avoid abrupt maneuvers. Sloping surfaces. A road surface that slopes from one side to another is not difficult to handle when riding straight ahead. However, in a curve, a slope can make the turn harder if it is going the wrong way. This image shows a rider turning left on a high-crowned curve, a road that is higher in the middle than at the sides. A turn to the left on a high-crowned road is like a turn on a curve that is banked the wrong way. The crown makes the turn harder by cutting down on the clearance between the left foot peg and the surface. Adding the force of the down slope to the outward force of the turn, increasing the chance of a skid, making it necessary to turn uphill. The only way to handle the wrong way banking is to slow down. This will straighten the motorcycle and reduce the outward force. Ride cautiously at night. At night, the ability to see and be seen is limited. With one headlight, it is hard to see the condition of the road or something on the road. At night, other motorists may also have a hard time distinguishing a motorcycle headlight and taillight from the stronger lights of other vehicles. Here are some things that will help for riding at night. Use the high beam. Use the high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a vehicle. Be able to stop within the lit distance. Reduce speed. If there is something lying in the road ahead, it will be difficult to see unless it is within proximity. When traveling too fast, it will be difficult to avoid hazards in the road. It is important to reduce speed at night, particularly on unfamiliar roads. Use the vehicle ahead. If there is a vehicle ahead, take advantage of it. Its lights can provide a better view of the road ahead than the motorcycle light. For example, vehicle taillights bouncing up and down may mean a bump or rough pavement is ahead. Increase distance. Distance is difficult to judge well at night. Make up for this by allowing extra distance from vehicles ahead. Leave more room on either side when riding alongside vehicles. Ensure there is enough distance to pass another vehicle. No hazards. No matter how carefully a motorcyclist rides, there will always be tight spots. The chance of escaping safely depends on how quickly a rider reacts. Here is how to handle a few scenarios. Quick stops. Since the front brake supplies about 3/4 of the braking power, use it to stop quickly. Squeeze the brake lever steadily and firmly. Do not grab at it. Apply it without locking the front wheel. The rear brake should be applied at the same time. Try not to lock the rear wheel. Tire failure. If the cycle starts handling differently, safely pull off the road and check the tires. Riders will more often feel a flat tire than hear it happen. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle will tend to jerk from side to side. If a tire suddenly loses air, react quickly to keep balance by concentrating on steering a straight course. Gradually closing the throttle and coasting. Edging toward the side of the road and stopping. Stuck throttle. Sometimes, when trying to close the throttle, it will not turn. If this happens when slowing down for traffic ahead or making a turn, react quickly to prevent a crash by immediately flip the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch at the same time. This disconnects the engine from the rear wheel and keeps riders from speeding up. After pulling the clutch, keep it in until stopped or the throttle is freed. When unable to close the throttle, use the motor cutoff switch or the key to turn off the engine. For motorcycles, without a cutoff switch or if the key is on the side of the cycle, stop, and then turn off the engine. After stopping, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle is working freely before continuing. Wobble. At various speeds, the front wheel can sometimes begin to wobble, shake from side to side. To ride out a wobble, firmly grip the handlebars. Do not fight the wobble. Gradually close the throttle. Do not apply the brakes, it could worsen the wobble. Let the motorcycle slow down. Pull off the road as soon as possible. If carrying a heavy load, distribute the load more evenly. When at a gas station or using a tire gauge, check tire inflation. Other things that can cause a wobble are bent or out of alignment wheel, poorly adjusted steering, improperly mounted or designed windshield, loose wheel bearings or loose spokes. Off the road. Do these two important things when leaving the roadway. Check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass, loose sand, or unclear, slow nearly all the way before leaving the roadway. Since motorists behind might not expect this, make sure to check mirrors and signal clearly and early. Pull well off the road. Get as far off the road as possible. A motorcycle by the side of the road is difficult to spot. Another vehicle may also leave the roadway, so it is important to be seen. Road hazards. Even a quick stop may not be enough to avoid hitting something. A piece of debris or a pothole might appear suddenly after the vehicle ahead passes over it, or the vehicle ahead might stop suddenly. The only way to avoid a crash is to make a quick turn or swerve. To make a quick turn, lean the motorcycle quickly in the necessary direction. The sharper the turn, the more severe the lean. To get the motorcycle to lean quickly, press on the inside of the hand grip in the necessary direction. To turn to the right, press on the inside of the right hand grip. This causes the front wheel to move slightly to the left and the motorcycle to continue straight ahead. The result is a lean to the right. Self-demonstration. While riding in a straight line, press the inside of the right handlebar. Notice the motorcycle turns to the right. Practice making quick turns, so that it is second nature in an emergency. Using this technique makes the motorcycle lean in a normal turn, too. Most riders do not notice it except on very sharp turns. In an emergency, do not switch lanes and risk being hit by a vehicle. It is possible to squeeze by most obstacles without switching lanes. This is one scenario when the size of the motorcycle is favorable. Even if the obstacle is a vehicle, there is generally time to make sure there are no vehicles in the other lane. Riding over objects. Sometimes there is no option but to ride over an object. Handling objects is a lot like riding over uneven surfaces. Here is what to do. Hold onto the handle grips tightly. Keep a straight course. This keeps the motorcycle upright and reduces the chance of falling on impact. Rise slightly on the foot pegs. This allows legs and arms to absorb the shock and helps the rider from being bounced off when the rear wheel hits. There are other ways of handling these obstacles. However, they require a lot of skill. The three steps above are a safe way to avoid obstacles found on highways. After riding over an object, always check tires for damage. Flying objects. Insects, cigarette butts thrown from vehicle windows, and rocks kicked up by tires of other vehicles. Any of these objects might strike riders. Without face protection, riders can be struck in the eye, the face, or the mouth. Face protection still might become smeared or cracked, making it difficult to see. Whatever happens, do not let it affect motorcycle control. Watch the road and keep hands on the handlebars. As soon as it is safe, pull off the road and repair any damage. Animals. You should do everything you can to avoid hitting small animals. However, in traffic, do not swerve from the lane to avoid hitting an animal. There is a better chance of surviving impact with an animal than impact with another vehicle. Motorcycles tend to attract dogs. Do not kick a chasing animal. It is too easy to lose control of the motorcycle. Instead, downshift and approach the animal slowly. After reaching the animal, speed up suddenly, leaving it behind quickly and helping the dog lose interest. Carrying passengers and cargo. Before carrying a passenger or large loads, know how both could affect motorcycle operation. Extra weight changes the way the motorcycle handles, the way it balances, the way it turns, the way it speeds up and the way it slows down. Passengers that weigh less than the operator impact operation less than those who are heavier. Passengers. Guidelines to follow in carrying a passenger or cargo. Check the motorcycle for adequate passenger carrying equipment. Instruct passengers before starting. Adjust tires and shocks to account for the passenger's weight. To carry a passenger, the motorcycle must have a proper seat. The seat must be large enough to hold the operator and passenger without crowding. Operators should not have to move any closer to the front of the motorcycle than normal. A passenger should not hang over the end of the seat. Foot pegs. The passenger must have a set of foot pegs. Without firm footing, an operator and passenger can both fall off. Protective equipment. A passenger must have the same type of protective equipment as the operator. Instructing passengers. Never assume any passenger knows proper motorcycle etiquette or rules of conduct. Provide complete instructions before starting. A passenger should be told to get on the motorcycle only after the engine has been started. Sit as far forward as possible without crowding the operator. Hold the operator's waist, hips, or belt tightly. Always keep both feet on the pegs, even when the motorcycle is stopped. Look over the rider's shoulder in the direction of turns and curves. Stay directly behind the operator, leaning when the operator leans, in the same direction. Avoid any unnecessary motion. Riding with a passenger. When carrying a passenger, the motorcycle will respond more slowly. It takes longer to speed up, slow down, and turn. Heavier passengers and lighter motorcycles take longer to maneuver at these times. To adjust for added passenger weight, operate at a somewhat slower speed, particularly on corners, curves, or bumps. Begin to slow down earlier than usual when approaching a stop. Allow a greater following distance and keep more distance from vehicles on either side. Look for larger gaps whenever crossing, entering, or merging in traffic. If possible, warn passengers when starting, stopping quickly, turning sharply or riding over a bump. Otherwise, talk as little as possible when in motion. Load and cargo. A motorcycle is not primarily designed to carry cargo. However, small loads can be carried safely when properly positioned and fastened. Check the motorcycle owner's manual for information about carrying cargo. Keep the load low. Place the load next to the seat or place it in the saddlebags. Do not pile loads against a sissy bar or other back seat frames. This will change the center of gravity, disturbing the balance of the motorcycle. Keep the load forward. Place the load over or in front of the rear axle. Anything mounted behind the rear wheel can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause wobbling. Distribute the load evenly. When using saddlebags, make sure they are loaded equally. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to pull to one side. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords or ropes. A loose load can catch in the wheel or chain. If this happens, the rear wheel may lock up and cause the motorcycle to skid. Check the load. Check the load every so often when stopped. Make sure it has not loosened or moved. Learning group riding. The highway is not a place to socialize. Motorcyclists riding in groups do not have any special rights. When riding with others, do not interfere with the flow of traffic. Size. A large group interferes with traffic and can force vehicles to attempt to pass a long line of motorcycles one at a time. Also, a large group tends to be separated easily by traffic or red lights. Those left behind may ride unsafely to catch up. Groups with more than 4 or 5 riders should divide into 2 or more smaller groups. Planning ahead. When leading, look ahead for changes. Give hand signals early, so the word spreads among the riders in plenty of time. Start lane changes early enough to allow all riders to complete the changes. Putting beginners up front. Place inexperienced riders behind the leader, and in a position where they can be watched from behind by more experienced riders. Following those behind. Let the last in line or tailender set the pace. Use mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind. Slow down to let others catch up. If everyone does this, the group will stay with the rider on the tail end. Knowing the route. Make sure everybody knows the route. Obey any special rules on a particular route. Distance. It is important to keep close ranks and safe distance. A close group takes up less space on the highway, making the group easier to see. A close group is also less likely to be separated by traffic lights. However, it must be done properly. Do not pair up. Never operate directly alongside another motorcycle. There will be no place to escape or avoid another vehicle. Talk to another rider only when stopped. Staggered formation. Keep close ranks yet maintain adequate distance through a staggered formation. The leader rides to the left side of the lane, while the second rider stays a little behind and rides to the right side of the lane. A third rider would take a left position, a normal 2-second distance behind the second rider. This formation allows the group to ride in close ranks without reducing following distance and without having riders drive alongside one another. Staggered formation can be safely used on an open highway. However, a single file should be resumed on curves, during turns, while entering or leaving a highway, when returning to the narrow roadway or when topping the crest of a hill. When riders in a staggered formation want to pass, they should do it one at a time. When it is safe to do so, the lead rider should pull out and pass. When the leader returns to the lane, he or she should take the left lane position and open a gap for the next rider. As soon as the first rider is safely by, the second rider should move to the left position and watch for a safe chance to pass. After passing, the rider should return to the right lane position and open a gap for the next rider. Ride sober and awake. Riding a motorcycle is more demanding than driving other motor vehicles. Riders must be in good physical and mental shape to ride safely. 3 things that often keep riders from being in shape to ride safely are alcohol, drugs, and fatigue. Alcohol. Drinking and riding is extremely dangerous. Nearly half of all motorcycle highway deaths involve alcohol use. Riding a motorcycle requires a high degree of skill and judgment. It also requires a good sense of balance. Alcohol limits these skills. It is dangerous to ride after drinking. Alcohol affects vision. Seeing clearly and judging distance becomes difficult. It is hard enough to ride a motorcycle safely with normal vision. Drinking and driving is just as extensive among motorcyclists as it is among automobile drivers. However, motorcyclists are far more likely to be killed or severely injured in a crash. About 2,500 motorcycles are involved in crashes each year on New Jersey roadways. These crashes result in 60 or more fatalities and nearly 2,000 injuries in the Garden State. No one is immune to the effects of alcohol. Alcohol makes everyone less able to think clearly and to perform physical tasks skillfully. Alcohol has extremely harmful effects on motorcycle operating skills. The effects of alcohol begin long before a rider is legally intoxicated. Ride safe. Ride sober. Drugs. Almost any drug can affect the skills needed to ride a motorcycle safely. This includes prescription drugs, as well as illegal drugs. It even includes such everyday drugs as cold tablets and allergy medication. Such drugs can cause weakness, dizziness, or drowsiness. Understand the effects of any drugs you are taking before riding. Do not take illegal drugs. Stop and wait if dizziness or weakness from prescription or over-the-counter drugs occurs. Do not ride until regaining a normal feeling. When you resume riding, slow down, and maintain a greater than normal distance between your motorcycle and other vehicles. Fatigue. Riding a motorcycle is more tiring than operating other vehicles. For road trips, tiredness sets in more quickly on a motorcycle. The effects of fatigue on vehicle control can also be much worse. To minimize risk, protect yourself from the elements. Wind, cold, and rain can make riders tire quickly. Dress warmly. A windshield is worth its cost, especially for riders that travel frequently. Limit distance traveled. Do not cover more than about 300 miles a day. Take frequent rests. Stop and get off the cycle. It is also a good idea to drink water during rest stops. Checking the motorcycle. Plenty of things on the highway can cause trouble for riders. A motorcycle should not be one of them. Three ways to be sure a motorcycle will not let its rider down are: 1. Have the right equipment. 2. Keep the bike in safe riding condition. 3. Avoid add-on accessories or modifications that make it harder to handle. Model. Selecting the right motorcycle is important. Beginners might want to consider a smaller motorcycle that is no more than 250cc until they become more experienced or until after driving several hundred miles. Make sure the motorcycle fits. A rider's feet should be able to reach the ground while sitting. There are a few items of equipment that are necessary for safe operation. New Jersey requires that all these items be in good working order. Headlight and taillight. Front and rear brakes. Turn signals. Horn. At least one rearview mirror. These are just minimum requirements. To survive in traffic, have a mirror on each side of the handlebars. It is also a good idea to have reflectors on the sides of the motorcycle. Service. Motorcycles may need more frequent mechanical attention than other vehicles. When something goes wrong with the motorcycle, it could result in a crash. There is only one way to spot problems before trouble starts. Inspect the motorcycle carefully and fix things right away. The first section of this manual described checks that should be made before every ride. In addition, check these things at least once a week. Tires. Check the tread for wear. If the wear is uneven, have the wheels balanced and the alignment checked. Many blowouts are due to low air pressure. Also, check for cuts and scrapes that could cause a blowout. Wheels. Check both wheels for missing or loose spokes. Check the rims for cracks or dents. Lift the wheel off the ground and spin it. Watch its motion and listen for noise. Also, move it from side to side to check for looseness. Controls. Check the controls for smooth operation. Check the cables for kinks or broken strands. Lubricate the control mechanisms at each end of the cable. Chains and sprockets. Oil the chain. Check the sprockets for worn teeth. Shock absorber. Does the motorcycle bounce several times after crossing a bump? Hear a clunk? Check shock absorbers, which may need to be adjusted or replaced. Check the shocks for oil, leaks. Fasteners. Check for loose or missing nuts, bolts, or cotter pins. Keeping the motorcycle clean makes it easier to spot missing parts. Brakes. Adjust the brakes so that they lock the wheel when fully applied. If the wheel does not lock, or if there is a scraping sound when stopping, have the linings checked. Accessories and modifications. A safe motorcycle can quickly become a menace if the wrong accessories are added to it, or if changes are made to the motorcycle that can make it much harder to handle. Here are a few things to avoid. Highway pegs. Mounted on the front of the motorcycle to allow the rider to lean back. These pegs delay the operator's ability to reach the footbrake in an emergency. A passenger backrest, sometimes called a sissy bar, is a high bar or a frame mounted on the back of the seat, can change the motorcycle's center of gravity, and affect its balance when loaded, and prevent the operator and passenger from getting off the motorcycle in a hurry. Extended handlebars, which extend above the operator's shoulders, are illegal in New Jersey.